Why you should unsubscribe from my mailing list, August 13th, 2014. Beneath the frenzy we've created is a world created for slowness and balance and harmony and wholeness and unity. Beneath all the noise is a rhythm beating slow and steady, and it's inviting us. It's coming. September is on the way. The pools will shut down and the schools will open up. With two kids in elementary school and one kid in preschool, the onslaught is about to begin. Back-to-school ice cream socials and curriculum nights and forms to sign and homework to complete and soccer practice and guitar practice and the school drop-off and school pickup and viruses and sick days and bullies and tears. All of it in triplicate. The hours of light will shrink and the hours of obligations will expand and the open space of summertime will be crowded out by activities and responsibilities and hurry and voices and noise. It's coming. Of course, parents aren't the only ones burdened by the frenzy of life, and September is not the only culprit. We're all swimming in an increasingly loud and agitating sea of activities and obligations and the voices of business and commerce and news and information, and we're immersed in it all the time. Which is why you should unsubscribe from my mailing list. In fact, it's the reason you should unsubscribe from every mailing list. Finding our rhythm again. According to former Google CEO Eric Schmidt, between the birth of the world in 2003, human beings created 5 exabytes of information. By 2010, we were creating 5 exabytes every 2 days. And by 2020, we will be generating 50 times more information daily. Our brains are adjusting to the pace. We turn on push notifications for our phones so we don't fall behind. We reply to text messages as soon as we get them. We check email on vacation so we won't have to deal with the tsunami of information when we return. With the invention of the DVR, even television is a place we can fall behind. Come on, admit it, you've uttered the phrase, "I need to catch up on my shows." Our minds are like runaway trains and our hearts are screaming along for the ride. This doesn't end well. We need to put on the brakes. We need to slow down and settle in. And in order to do so, we need to ruthlessly eliminate hurry from our lives. Dallas Willard's words, not mine. We need to ruthlessly eliminate informational clutter from our inboxes and unnecessary clutter from our schedules. We need to start making intentional, thoughtful decisions about what information gets in and what information we lock out. We need to hit unsubscribe in our email inboxes and in our lives. A world created for rhythm. It's an unseasonably cool night in late July, and my mind is cranking up, thinking about the back-to-school onslaught, when suddenly, but not really suddenly, more like oh-so-slowly, the sun slips a little closer to the horizon, and its rays find their way through a hole in our shade tree, and they strike my retina. And at 6 o'clock in the evening, the sun wakes me up. My mind stops racing around, and instead I look around. The treetops rustle languidly. Birds chirp peacefully. A dog barks sporadically in the distance. The grass stands still, and I realize the world isn't moving at an increasingly rapid pace. We humans are. The world is moving at the same pace it always has. It still takes 365 days to lap the sun. This spinning globe still takes 24 hours to return us to where we began. The sun still arcs lazily across the sky, day after day after day. The seasons refuse to be rushed. The world will wind down for winter as it always has. The leaves will gather color and fall to the ground at the same sluggish pace, and the geese will still get a head start on their migration so they don't have to hurry. The world is not in a rush. We are. Beneath the frenzy we've created is a world created for slowness and balance and harmony and wholeness and unity. Beneath all the noise is a rhythm beating slow and steady. But we won't find it in our email inboxes, which is why we should unsubscribe from as many voices as necessary. The rhythm of the blog. On the other hand, if the voice of this blog awakens you to the heartbeat pulsing steady beneath the churning surface of this world, then maybe you should stick around. This is me recommitting to you. You will find a rhythm here. 1 email per week, every Wednesday morning at 5 a.m. Central Standard Time. 1,000 words or less. A 5-minute read. You'll never be sold anything. You'll only be invited into something. Every week, a 5-minute invitation to remember. Life is messy and sometimes painful, but there is a beauty trembling amidst the mess. There is redemption humming on the other side of the pain. Our stories are, each and every one of them, sacred and holy. The next scene is always up to us, and there is a murmur of grace beneath all things, assuring us that, no matter what, we are beautiful and beloved and worthy of love and belonging. A 5-minute invitation to remember that in every romance, in every marriage, in every relationship between a parent and a child, in every friendship, in every encounter between strangers, in any space in which 2 or more are gathered, and indeed within any moment held mindfully in front of us, we can come closer to touching the reality of life floating steady and still just beneath the choppy waves of this world. And the reality is this. We are here for love. To be loved, to give love, and to become love. If you need 5 minutes like that, then maybe you should stick around, because we're just getting started.